Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 8:51 now on WTIC. And so it is time for, well, it's technically this is Mayor Monday, but it's not really. It's First Selectman Monday, I guess, Joe.
Yes, it's Meet the First Selectman Day. We welcome in Craig Nelson, First Selectman of Warren. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. Very good.
Craig Nelson, no relation, obviously, to Craig T. Nelson, which we've joked about since we saw your name.
Are you sick of hearing that?
Because we're children. That's why we do that. We're sorry.
That's all right.
Tell us a little bit about your town. I mean, we always talk about Warren because we talk during school closings about Warren, Goshen, and Morris forming the fabulous Wamogo Regional High School. But what do you like best about your town?
Nice, quiet, community-orientated, and everybody leaves us alone and don't know where we are.
And there's a lot to be said for that, isn't there, Craig?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the population. It's like about 1,500.
Not even.
Yeah,
we're
it's under that.
Just a hair over 14.
So does everybody know everybody's name?
Pretty much.
That's okay. That's what I was... So you can't hide up there?
No.
If you're in town, they know what you've been up to, which is not bad. Where exactly are you? You're in Litchfield County, and you're almost to New York, like one county over, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it's between us and New York lines, Kent. That's it.
And that's it, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Are there drawbacks to being that small of a town?
Not really. I look at it this way, and it's I can be down in Manhattan in an hour and a half, or Boston in 3 hours,
right?
By car. You know, so. If I want anything, I'm not that far away from anything.
Right. That's a good point.
And I have the best of both worlds.
I'm looking at some of the people who have grown, either had a connection with your town, born in your town, live in your town. Philip Roth, the writer, had a house there.
Yeah, he passed away recently.
Yeah, I know. And Milos Forman, great director.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is pretty cool. I mean, for a town that small, you've had a lot of people. Were they just basically up there for the summer? Did they have a place in Litchfield County? What did they do?
Nice, quiet, back in the woods.
Okay.
With nobody bothering.
You've made that point. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, and honestly, the whole area over here, that we have a lot of people that come out of the city that want that. You know, Eric Sloan lived here. Herb Abrams lived here. Herb was a portrait painter who did two of our presidential portraits for the White House. So we, you know, people like that have always been in the area.
Do people tend to come to your town, Craig, to stay, like, during the summer and stuff? I mean, is it kind of like that kind of a community or no?
We have a large second, third home population.
Okay.
And a lot of those people, after a while, end up staying here.
Because they like it.
Yes.
Because you get left alone.
Mm-hmm. And it's a nice, quiet community. And like I say, you're not really that far from anything.
Well, you know, Craig, what exactly is the town? It was a farming community. Is it still, or is it something else now?
Well, it's always been farming and a bedroom community.
Okay.
And a tourist area.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Lake Warmog. I grew up in that industry at 12 years old. I started working at the inn on Lake Warmog.
Wow.
Doing boat tours of the lake.
How long have you been First Selectman for?
This is my sixth year.
Okay. What has changed, if anything, about the town since you've been there?
It's, in the last 6 years?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
And I like it that way.
It hasn't changed a lot in 20 years.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, just we always ask because we do this Mayor Monday thing. You know, how are you guys faring as far as state aid, things like that? Is it still rough for you?
We don't get a lot to start with.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my total, what was it last year, was just under 250,000.
Okay.
And that included everything. I mean, that's Town Aid Road, that's CCS, that's everything.
Do you need much?
No.
From the state? No, because you're pretty self-sufficient there.
We're very self-sufficient here. Honestly, I'd rather that they exempt us from anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd be better off.
Hey, as far as services, Craig, have you guys, you know, you've got the high school, but have you kind of matched up with some of the others there in Region 6? Have you, like, police services, things like that?
The police comes out of the barracks.
Okay.
In Litchfield. And then Washington has a resident, and so does Kent. They're both state police, so if they're close by, and Washington also has constables that we've hired, you know, like for special events.
We always ask the guests who we have on, if you're taking us to dinner or lunch in your town, where are you taking us?
Well, for lunch, I'm going to the New Warren store.
What's there?
What are we having?
Sandwiches and stuff, or what?
Yes. And you can order your dinner to go, too.
Oh!
Well, no, we want the ambiance of the town, though.
And then if you're going for dinner, then we're going to Hopkins Inn, and we're going to sit out on a terrace in the summer overlooking Lake Warmog.
All right, you sold us. We're good.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
There. Hey, Craig, really appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks for giving us a little more information about one of the nicer towns up in the Northwest Hills. Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Nice gentleman.
What restaurant do we have to go to?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.